This lesson involves asking your horse to do something for you, and for the first time in all these lessons, they can't get away from you because the halter is on. So this could be a very big deal, a big opportunity to release some old nerves or anxiety or confusion or resistance. And be prepared to stop even if you don't get what you want, and wait for the chew no matter how long it takes. Because you want to do whatever it takes to release the resistance or trauma, and that could be a big word, but there could be bits of it, and find the comfort zone on this task. Of all the tasks that I've been saying will fast track you to brilliant riding, this is probably the one that will most directly fast track you, because you are reteaching your horse how to respond softly and thoughtfully and with complete understanding to the ask of a rein, even though you're still on the ground. So, for the front legs to be able to move smoothly, your horse will most likely have to shift their weight off the front end first and put their weight onto the back end, same on the ground as it is in the saddle. So the first thing I like to communicate with a horse is the feel of up in the halter, and see if my horse can lift his head and maybe his shoulders up and unweight their front legs. I'm not asking them to go backwards at this point, just to unweight their front legs. They have to be able to move their legs freely to do everything, whether it's go left, right, forwards or backwards. Imagine that your horse is lifting their head and shoulders up. Then lift the lead rope up at the same angle that you would be using if this was a rein from their back. Feel for it. No push, no pull or make, not even the tiniest push or pull or make. And if your horse does any tiny upward movement, even a muscle shift, then stop and wait for the chew no matter how long it takes. If they don't move at all, apply a little rhythm that explains what it is that you're looking for, like a tiny rhythmic upwards feel of the rope, 3 or 4 times. Again, no push or pull or make. And even if they do nothing at all, even if they give you no response at all, stop, slide your hand back down the lead rope in a more relaxed position, and wait for the chew. And if you haven't used this amount of softness before, they're probably confused right now, wondering what the heck you want them to do. And when you add pressure to fear or confusion, you create fear and or resistance. When they have chewed on this tiniest muscle shift, it may be okay to ask again, looking for a little bit more than they gave you last time. Imagine it in your mind. Lift the rope ever so softly and feel for them in the direction that you're looking for. A clear feel, but soft and gentle. And if you don't get what you're looking for, apply a tiny rhythm that explains what you're asking for. Then stop and wait for the chew, whether you got what you wanted or not. You'll notice I use the word trauma fairly loosely. There's big things that have big lasting effects on your horse, and there's small things that have small effects. And I'm using the word trauma to loosely cover both of these. When the front end lifts up when you ask easily and smoothly, then you can start asking the legs to actually move. Imagine that you have eyes on the front of your shoulders, on the front of your hips, on the front of your knees, and on the front of your toes. And when I talk about turning all eyes to look somewhere at the same time, those are the eyes I'm talking about. It's a rotation of your whole body in the same direction at the same time. Stand up now while you're at the computer and just gently swivel your whole body around at the same time, softly and naturally rotating and having all those eyes look in the new direction at the same time. This is a great body language for your horse. It's great feel for your horse, and it's great practice for when you're in the saddle, because that is how you're going to turn your horse. Yep, you will be so in tune together and in such a beautiful riding position that that is all it's going to take. Woohoo! Now you want your horse to move forwards and away from you, so that's where you need to look with all your eyes. That's part of your body language communication. Listen inside yourself again, and with noticing your breathing and heartbeat if you still need to, and hold the halter under the chin around the clip, and imagine that your horse is stepping away from you and a little bit forwards in the direction that you're facing. Picture it in your mind. And then use the halter to ask your horse to step away from you. Put a feel of up and sideways and a little bit forwards at the same time into the halter. Now, if you push or pull on the halter here, your horse will have no choice but to either resist or defend themselves by bracing something in their body to compensate. And that bracing is the opposite of what you want to ride, and it's not joyful for your horse to have to defend themselves like that either. Imagine the responsiveness of the rein that you will look for in your riding, and you have to be the change that you wish to see. You yourself have to be as soft with your ask as you want your horse to be in response. So never put more pressure on in your asking than you want them to deliver back to you. That's a whole heap change in horse training just right there. And oh man, does it work. Pushing and pulling is probably what happened in your horse's first experience of the halter, and we want to change that big time. Even slight bracing is not useful to us, and we can get rid of it right here. Even a tiny push or pull will create a corresponding resistance somewhere in their body. This lesson is not about getting your horse to step off the halter. I reckon we can all probably push or pull our horse around enough to get them to move their feet. It's about creating a comfort zone about your horse stepping off the ask of the halter softly. And it's about, most importantly, it's about releasing the resistance and even trauma that may exist about doing that, and finding the joyfulness of the deep comfort zone if that's appropriate today. If you haven't worked with a friend and experienced the tiny differences between an ask and a pull yet, it's an excellent eye-opener to be the horse in that exercise and to get to feel how even a small jerk feels ugly, and notice how much your body tenses up when someone pulls or pushes on you. That's the kind of tension we want to release from our horse's prior experience in the halter. So when your horse gives you the first tiny muscle shift or sway in the right direction with the movement of the halter to the side and a little bit forwards, stop asking, slide your hand back down the rope. Even step away if you feel like it's a good idea and wait for the cue, no matter how long it takes. If it's going well, it can be so tempting to keep going all the way to the whole foot moving. But with many horses, you're much less likely to meet resistance if you break it down into all these tiny baby steps. And certainly it's much faster to get any exercise into the comfort zone with these baby steps. When one direction's in their comfort zone, you can ask for another. And here's some thoughts about backwards from the halter. Holding the halter under the chin again, this time you could face backwards instead of forwards. Imagine your horse stepping backwards and then apply a backwards feel with the halter. And if your horse moves the tiniest muscles, stop, slide your hand back down the lead rope, holding it in a more relaxed position. Maybe even take a step backwards and wait for the cue, no matter how long it takes. Starting to get a hang of this now. If your horse doesn't move at all, apply a gentle rhythm of something like three taps of the back of your hand against their chest, or it could be something like three gentle squeezes of the halter with your hand. Use something that explains what it is that you're asking for. And stop when you've done the rhythm of that, even if your horse has done nothing at all. And yes, you guessed it, wait for the cue no matter how long it takes. And don't be tempted to ask for a full step. It's in the baby steps that you'll find your horse's understanding and their comfort zone. Some of you will get no movement at all because backwards is not so natural a movement for a horse, so it can be a bigger deal. That's okay. Wait for the cue anyway. Even if you get no movement at all, your horse will think about your request even though you didn't keep asking. Sometimes we have to create a comfort zone with the ask itself, and they can release resistance or trauma on the ask itself too. When you get backwards established on the ground like this, then backwards in the saddle is much easier to communicate. And the better your backwards is when you're riding, the better stop you have. And I don't know about you, but my comfort zone demands a good stop. And I want a soft, responsive understanding of the stop too. I hope you enjoy this transformation to a new level of softness with your horse. It will go beautifully with this new riding seat that you've been developing.